That's right. That's right.
Oh, my soul.
Just make room. Just make room right now.
Hallelujah.
Make room for the glory of God. Wherever you are in the world, make room for the glory of God right now. Make room. Praise Him. You guys are amazing. Just help me sing it. Just help me sing along with it. Help me sing along. Just let's make room for the glory of God in this place. Make room. I can feel the presence of God in ways unprecedented, in ways unimagined. Let's just make room. Let's make room. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my soul will sing.
Oh, Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
This is my part right here.
You brought me
Jesus.
Over.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
One more time.
You brought me over.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my.
Oh, Rose of Sharon, Jesus.
Brought me over.
Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus.
You brought me
fairest of 10,000s to my soul, Jesus. Seed of the woman, Jesus. Root of David, Jesus. Bright and morning star, Jesus. Soon and coming King, Jesus. Come on, take it up a little higher. Come on. Come on, take it up a little higher. Something is going on in this place. Something is going on right there where you are right now. I can feel it. I can sense the outpouring of the power and the glory of God right through the airwaves. Something supernatural, something unimaginable, something unprecedented, something unexpected is going on in the realm of the Spirit for you, for your household right now. Right now. Jesus, we call your name. We call your name, Jesus. We call your name, Jesus. We call your name, Jesus. Name above every name. We call your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just wave to him. Just wave to him. Come on. Just wave to him. Just wave to him. Lift up your hands and wave it in the air. Just wave it in the air. Wave your hands in the air, Jesus. Wherever you are this morning, just wave your hands in the air, Jesus. Jesus, mighty God, Jesus. Lord of lords and King of kings and King of glory. Messiah, Messiah. The anointed one, Jesus. The anointed one. Can you hear the angels singing? Can you hear the angels singing? Just listen in the spirit. Can you hear the angels singing? Hallelujah. They're singing in the spirit. Come on. Come on, don't stop. Don't stop. Can you hear the voices of the angels singing in the spirit? Shatadada setedes. Sete de desto predesta to predesca. Sete de desto predices. Le prenine de so prehede de sa. Every wall is crumbling. Every wall is breaking down. Every wall is creeping down. Every wall is breaking down. Every wall. Barriers have been removed. Barriers have been removed. Limits have been shattered. Limits have been shattered. Oh, here comes the glory. Here comes His glory. Can you feel it? Here comes His glory. Here comes His glory. Can you feel it, saints? Can you feel it, saints? Here comes His glory. Can you feel it, saints? Keboshe. Keboshika. Mekeko sekenis. Reposetenesta. Predekes. Matu predika sota. Renake giaposetenige. Pradekeboshita lakabos. I see shame rolling out of your life. I hear the word Gilgal. It means reproach. Every reproach, every shame, every embarrassment rolling out of your life. I hear the word Gilgal. I hear the word Gilgal in my spirit. I hear the word Gilgal in my spirit. Every shame, every reproach, every embarrassment, every failure, every disappointment, I hear Gilgal in my spirit. I hear Gilgal in my spirit. Every reproach, every humiliation, every letdown rolling out of your life. Rolling out of your life. Rolling out of your life. Rolling out of in the spirit. There's something going on in the heavenlies. There's something supernatural. There's something going on, something unprecedented, something unimaginable. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Hallelujah. Can you hear the sound? Can you hear the sound? The sound of the chariots. Can you hear the sound? Oh, hallelujah. Shata Habasuti.
Hallelujah. Oh, my soul. Hallelujah.
Your life will never be the same again. After this moment, after this service, your life will never be the same again. Your life will never be the same again. Shata kabashata. Shata kabashata. Shata kababashoto nasa.
Hallelujah. Oh my soul.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Lord, just continue to do your thing, oh God. Just continue to do what is pleasing to you, Lord. Whatever you choose to do, God, this is your service. This is your service, Lord. It's not ours, it's yours. Just continue to move through the airwaves, God. The spirit and the hearts of your people. My God, uproot. I'm hearing in my spirit, uproot. 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 Do you know, Jesus is called the root of David. And anything that does not align with that root, in the root of your life, Jesus is uprooting it today. And is replacing it with the glory of Jesus. He's replacing it with the glory of David. He's replacing it with the glory of David. I hear it in my spirit. Uproot. 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 Shatakabasa. Shatakababasata. Some of this may not be for you. It may be for someone in your family. It may be for a loved one. It may be so for someone that you know. Jesus, the root of David, he's uprooting every canker, every shame, every barrier, every reproach, every humiliation. He's replacing it with the glory of David, the glory of the house of David, the glory of the house of David. Thank you, Jesus. 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 There are things that have existed in generations, generations after generations. Things that have taken root. Things that have taken hold. Manifestations that return generation after generation. They may go silent for 10 years. They may go silent for 20 or 30. They may go silent even for 40 years sometimes. But because the root is there, it doesn't take very long. They come right back up to the surface. But this morning, Jesus is uprooting every canker. He's uprooting everything not planted by the Father. He said, every tree not planted by my Father, I uproot. And he's restoring the glory of the house and royalty of the throne of David in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Shatakababa. Come on, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off. Like Paul shook off the serpent, like he shook off the viper into the fire. Come on, shake it off. Shake off every entanglement. Shake off every limitation. Shake off every lie. Shake off every deception. Shake off every failure. Shake off every humiliation. Shake off every embarrassment. Shata kaba shata. Shata kaba ba shata. Deliverance is going on right here. Through the airwaves to the uttermost parts of the earth. Ha shata kaba ba shata kaba. Prekeneke sita dabaha. Sete de de debo sita nika. Prakababa sotoneka breke de sita. Dike de de prehiga va sotonase. Prakama sotonosa. Pranaka gababasa. Prakababa. Whatever you have been marked for, whatever you have been marked for that is not in line with what God ordained in the Garden of Eden, in the name of Jesus, I remove that mark off of your life. I remove that mark off of your family. I remove that mark off of your loved ones. I replace it with the mark of Christ. I say you carry the mark of Christ. I say you carry the mark of Jesus. Shatakababase. Setede de bo setede des. Kribakos. Kribas. Prenika setenigaba. The same pain. The same heartache. The same frustration, the same agitation that killed somebody's grandmother came back again. It's trying to attach itself to you. It's trying to destroy and derail your destiny. But Jesus, this morning, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who hung on the cross, the one who took every shame, the one who took every pain, he's come back and he said, I'm taking it away from you. I'm taking it away from you. I'm taking it away from you. Shatakaba Sente. Prekendikazata. Zetenika Predika Sotonase. Prediaka. Le Predive Sotoniska. Jesus. Jesus. The same high blood pressure. High blood pressure. That kill all the men, all the useful men in your family. Shatalaka Baba. The same prostate cancer that kill any promising man in your family. Kabaria posoteni. The same breast cancer that took out in the prime of their lives the promising women in your household. Jesus of Nazareth, the one who hung on the cross of Calvary, the one who bore the shame, the one who bore the reproach, the one who took the pain, the one who took the lie, the one who took the beating, the one who took the strife of men, the one who took the mockery, the one who took the ridicule, the one who took the embarrassment. He's taking it away from you today. He's taking it away from you today. Shataka. Shataka romosetenis. Shekede de bos. Prinaka setenekaba. Sotorede tekeseke. Brakaba sotona sete. Thank you, Lord. The same dementia. The same dementia that took away your loved one. You didn't know it was in the family long before. It took away several before. You may have hidden itself for a few generations, but it came back. I'm here to tell you on the authority of the word of God that the same Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that same Jesus who hung on the cross, who took our shame, who took our reproach, who took our pain, who took our humiliation, he's taking it away from you in this service. He's taking it away from you in this service. Like Moses told the children of Israel, and he told them boldly. He told them boldly. He told them boldly. The Pharaoh, the Egyptians that are tormented, the people of God for 400 years, generation after generation after generation. It may hide for a little bit, but it comes right back. It comes right back, generation after generation. Moses said unto the children of Israel, he said, for the Egyptians that you see today, you will see no more forever. I declare to you on the authority of the word of God, on the authority of the eternal sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, I declare to you the shame and the reproach that has been in your generations back to 400 years, you will see them no more forever. You will see them no more forever. Shout yes if you believe it. Shatakaboste, seke prodiste. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you so much, praise team. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please be seated if you can. Find a way to sit if you're at home. Thank you for joining us. This has been a most unusual Open Heavens convention in every way. Thank you, music ministers. God bless you guys. God bless you. We've experienced and we're experiencing God like we never have in totally unprecedented ways. And all through this season and beyond, things are going to be happening in our lives on account of the visitation of the Lord. The Lord will eradicate shame completely from your life forever. Everything the Lord does in your life will be forever. Everything. As he's taking away the ashes and he's replacing it with beauty, that beauty will last forever. As he's taking away the spirit of heaviness and he's replacing it with the garment of praise, you will wear that garment of praise forever. As he's taking away every kind of mourning, every kind of mourning. I'm already there in Isaiah 61. I'm already preaching. Every kind of mourning. Every kind of mourning. Everything that has created a sense of loss, sense of damage, sometimes even a sense and feeling of irreparable damage. Every such thing. The oil of joy that the Lord is pouring upon you today will last over your life forever and ever. Will last over your life forever and ever. The miracles and the blessings that the Lord gives you in this season will not just be for you. They will go on from you to generations after you. It will be at your level that the story changed permanently. It will be at your level that the story was rewritten. It will be at your level that grace took over and shame was washed away. Shout hallelujah if you believe it. In verse 4, he said they will build old waste places. Old wastes. They will raise up former desolations. Former desolations. They will repair waste cities. That's what the Lord is doing this weekend. He's repairing waste cities. He's restoring former desolations. That the things that have been given up on. Devastations that the enemy thought that he already won. Jesus is restoring today. Jesus is restoring this weekend. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Look at it. He said, the desolations of many generations. The desolations of many. One translation said, the destructions or the devastations of many generations. Some way or the other, that devil, that serpent, that viper was able to sneak into that family line and create a landmark, a memorial, eternal memorial of devastation. But Jesus Christ went to the cross. Do you know we have failed to appropriate the full and complete work of the Lord Jesus Christ? I know some of the things that the Lord is saying to us. That's why he told us at the very beginning on Friday. And he gave us, you know, this confirmation, this guarantee. And I'm not going back to my Noah photo and my Noah story today. I don't have time. But some of the things that the Lord says to us can literally blow our minds. I don't like that expression, blow your mind, because but you know what it means, a figure of speech can literally blow your mind. The Lord wants to change completely. And we have not fully appropriated what Jesus did on the cross. Some of these things that the Lord is saying to us, you know, some people can blow it away and say, ah, here they come again. You know, all this big, oh, where is that? Where is that in the New Testament? Where is it where he says, no, you know, sometimes, you know, sickness is okay. Shame is fine sometimes. Sometimes it's part of the load we are supposed to carry. It's what they say. But the Lord asked me to tell you in this convention this weekend, any shame you carry, you are is for no value to your eternal destiny. Any shame you carry, and anyone you have carried before now, is of no value to your eternal destiny. There is no reason for you to carry it. There is no reason. When Jesus went to this cross, he carried every shame. Jesus already carried every shame on this cross. Every shame that you and I will ever have to deal with, Jesus carried it already. Every pain, every humiliation, every embarrassment, every devastation. Some say, I'm carrying it for the Lord. No, you are not. He doesn't need you to. He already carried it. He already carried it. That shame, that pain, that desolation, that humiliation that has been resident around your life generations before you showed up, and now that you have shown up, when it looks like sometimes you are rising, you are climbing, you are rising, you are climbing, and then, bam, suddenly, everything becomes a watershed moment. Things begin to collapse and things begin to fall apart. And someone may have told you, oh, you know, it's very interesting. It's a very similar story. We've seen this before. You know, your great-grandfather may have experienced this. Someone say, so maybe that's my lot. That's not your lot. Jesus already carried it. Your great-grandfather did not know, but you now know. Jesus already carried it. Premature death is not your portion. Premature death is not your portion. Cancer will not take you out in the name of Jesus. Cancer will not take you out in the name of Jesus. You will not be homeless. You will not end up a failure. Your success will not be cut off in your prime. In the name of Jesus. We have not properly appropriated the finished work of the cross. None of these things the Lord is saying to us this weekend is outside of the scope of what Jesus came to do. This scripture in Isaiah 61 is a messianic prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ. This scripture in Isaiah 61. All you need to do, go right back to verse 1. Verse 1 is the very first thing Jesus spoke when he started his ministry in Luke chapter 4 verse 18. When Jesus started his ministry in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, the very first word out of his mouth is Isaiah 61 verse 1. When he opened his mouth in the temple, he lifted up the gave him the scripture to read. He began to say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. The first words out of his mouth is the same first words in this chapter that I'm reading to you. In Isaiah 61. When he got to verse 7, and he said, for your shame you will have double. For your shame, every shame. It is not exempt from what he started to do in verse 1. It's only a part of the ministry of Jesus. This is what he came to do. And there is nothing that he came to do that was not finished on that cross. Because when he hung on that cross, before he finally gave up his breath, he said, it is finished. I finished it. All my shame, all my pain, all my embarrassment, all my humiliation, the ones that came generations before me, and the ones that came when I arrived, and the ones that were planned for generations after me, Jesus already took it all. When he hung on that cross, at a moment, the Father had to look away. He was so mad, M-A-R-R-E-D, and disfigured. But it wasn't just in the natural. It was also in the spirit. He bore every reproach. He bore every shame. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 53, he said the Lord put upon him. He put upon him. He bruised him for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was placed upon him. Every evil, every wrong, every every setback, every failure, every embarrassment, every negativity, he already took it on this cross. This is not, some say, always a new doctrine. New doctrine from, where is it? It's there in the New Testament. I've just shown you. The very first word out of his mouth, Isaiah 61 verse 1. And the ministry he came to fulfill all the way throughout is captured there in that scripture. We have not fully appropriated. The Lord kept saying to me, if I show you my note, you see, I have the ones I typed out, and then I have the ones I wrote out. Sometimes I laugh about it because the ones I've written, I have covered all the ones I typed out. Now I can't even figure out the ones I typed out. You see, it's in red, it's in green, it's in purple, it's in yellow. I've just written, Lord said, tell my people, my son already bore that shame. My son already took that pain. My son, listen, it is of no value to you. It is of no value to you. Don't take it. Don't hold on to it. This is your payback time. This is why the Lord said it's your payback time. Because do you know, every shame you ever carried, because you did not know, Jesus already took that shame. So the Lord said, we're going to go back. And now we're going to pay you for the shame you carried, which you should not have carried. It was not yours. Jesus already carried it. So we will pay you back. And how are we going to do it? Not just twice. Double is mishneh in Hebrew. It doesn't mean just twice. It means that minimum blessing due is twice. But it means again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. And again, and again. And again, and again. He will do it so much that by the time they look at you and they compare you to the generations where you're coming from, they will not recognize you. There will be no correlation. There will be no correlation. Because how do you correlate it? Your story will be so different. Your story will be so different. Shatala baba. Shatale babo rosike dea. Hambredike site leapra. Konda. Mase poroseke prodiste. Zimpreninga dastopre. This is your payback season. This is your season of double miracles. This is your season of double restoration. This is your season of glory. This is your season of harvest. For every tear you have ever cried, joy is coming into your life. For every pain of poverty, prosperity is coming into your life. You know, don't take the spiritual healing. Don't take the spiritual blessing and live off the prosperity. The covenant covers it all. The covenant covers it all. How are we going to get this done? How are we going to get you back on your throne of royalty? The covenant covers it all. He paid the price. He paid the price. Oh, Jesus. He paid the price. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know many Americans love their flag, and I love the flag too. Hallelujah, I love the flag. It speaks of freedom. And I know how we sometimes clutch the flag and how we display it because it's our pride. But I want to tell you today, the greatest pride in the life of a believer, the greatest glory is this cross of Calvary. Is this cross of Calvary. This is the greatest glory in the life of a believer, is this cross of Calvary. This is where everything was changed. This is where the story was changed. This is where grace happened. This is where life happened. This is where death lost its stronghold. This is where the glory was released. It's at the cross of Calvary. Somebody shout yes. How are we going to get this done? Has this payback, restoration, miracle, glory, when he said, this is how I put it, verbatim, the best days and the best season of your past is coming back with greater and fuller glory. For many of us, that may have to go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Because if we track back, for many of us, there are not too many super glorious days in our past, on our journey. For many of us, we may have to go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. We major so much in the minor of what the enemy did. But in this service, and it's not going to be long, I'm going to wrap this up. These are full notes, but I ask the Lord, God, just help me say only what I need to say in this service so we can get it. It's the Spirit, and he already confirmed that, because what happened right there, the worship, the outpouring from heaven, the deliverance and the glory and the miracle that was going on through the airwaves, to me, the service is already complete. But just so that we have something to hold on to after today, after this weekend, more word for you to go and study. I'll give you a few little things here before I close here. We have majored in the minor. On Friday, at a point I told you, I said, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to visualize when Adam and Eve walked out of the Garden of Eden in shame. And we did that. It was an exercise. We closed our eyes. We visualized it. Do you know what was at stake in the Garden of Eden was the glory of God? Because God created this Psalm 8 man and woman that God created was a man and woman crowned with glory. It tells us in Psalm 8, you have crowned him with honor and with glory. He said, even the little ones out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you ordain strength. Even the smallest ones in our midst will trample down the head of the devil. Even the smallest ones in our midst. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you ordain strength. Even teenagers in our midst can stop the devil. Like David, the 17-year-old, he can say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine to challenge and defy the armies of the living God? Even the smallest ones amongst us can trample down the head of the enemy. When we enter into the fullness, when we understand what Jesus did for us at Calvary. Now, you did that exercise and you were very good. I want you to do one other exercise before I move on. I want you to close your eyes for a minute. Now, I want you to visualize Adam and Eve walking back into the garden. Can you see them? Think about it in your mind's eye. See them walking back into the garden. But this time, they are not walking back with their heads bowed low. The glory has been restored. Jesus bore the shame. He took the shame from them. He took it away. He said, now let's go back to your original inheritance. So can you imagine, can you visualize them walking back into the garden? Can you see them in glory and in victory? Actually, do you know they are singing? Can you see them singing? Because when you have glory, when you have been released from shame, when you have been released from pain, from death, you know what you do? You dance. You sing. You rejoice. Everlasting joy truly manifests in your life. There's thanksgiving. There's the sound of merrymaking. There is the sound of glory. There is the sound of joy. Can you visualize Adam and Eve dancing and singing as they go back to the Garden of Eden? Do you know, it's not just Adam and Eve. Now it's all their children. Plus you. Plus me. All of us are going back to the garden. Somebody shout yes! Shout yes! Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Can you imagine them at the gate of the garden? How they are still dancing and rejoicing. Somebody tell me what song they are singing. I don't know. They're singing one of these songs where people are just jumping and shouting and jumping and shouting. There's no more shame. There's no more pain. There's no more humiliation. There's no more embarrassment. Jesus Christ of Nazareth took it all. Jesus Christ of Nazareth took it all. He took your shame and he took my shame. He took your pain and he took my pain. We're back in the garden. We're back in the garden. Open your eyes. Can you see Adam and Eve back in the garden? What do you think they are doing? Do you think they are feeling guilt? Where did the guilt go? Somebody said Jesus took it away. Somebody said Jesus took it away. Do you think they have any pain? Where did the pain go? Somebody said Jesus took it away. Do you think they have any sickness and disease? Somebody said Jesus took it away. Somebody said Jesus took it away. Do you think they have sorrow and heaviness? Where did he go? Somebody said Jesus took it away. Say Jesus took it away. Do you think they are mourning? They are mourning and crying over anything? Do you think there's ashes on their head? Where did all the ashes go? Somebody said Jesus took it away. Say Jesus took it away. Now, can you visualize Adam and Eve back in the garden? I'm preaching to you from Genesis to Revelation today. Where I am right now, I'm somewhere around Hebrews 2 and Hebrews 12. Where you say Jesus became one. He did not take on the nature of angels, but he took on the seed of Abraham. He said because the children were partakers of flesh and blood, he himself became a partaker of flesh and blood so that he can be one. He can share equality with those children. Because God wants to call sons and daughters to glory, he said. Now we are in glory. I said, now we are in glory. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what Adam and Eve are doing in the garden? Can you imagine what after they dance a little bit, they dance the jiggle a little bit. Then when they finish dancing the jiggle, Adam said to Eve, honey, what do you feel like eating today? Eve said, guess what? Remember, the serpent is gone forever. I said, the serpent is gone forever. Where did the serpent go? Somebody said, Jesus took him away. Jesus took him away. I'm somewhere about Colossians right now. I'm somewhere about Colossians chapter 2, where he says, Jesus, he triumphed over him on the cross. He made an open show of him publicly. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Where is the serpent now? Somebody said, Jesus took him away. Somebody said, Jesus took him away. The serpent has lost his power forever. The serpent has lost his authority forever. Somebody shout yes. Adam said, honey, are you hungry? Eve said, I'm hungry. Yeah, I'm hungry. I'm hungry, sweetheart. All right. What do you feel like eating today? Remember, when Adam asked that question, there was no memory, zip memory, of what happened in Genesis chapter 2. Zip, zero, nada, no memory. Because if there was memory, when Adam asked, honey, what do you feel like eating? The first thing that will hit Eve will be fear. It's that fruit again that the Lord said we shouldn't eat, which I ate before, and which made us lose our inheritance in the garden where the Lord threw us out and we went out in shame. That fear will take over your life. But there was zip. Somebody say zip. I don't know if that's an English word. Those of you who know the Webster's, let me check that later. Somebody say nada. I think nada is, I know that's Spanish, isn't it? Huh? Say that. Help me. What's that? Oh, somebody said, did I say it wrong? Help me. Just help me. It's nada, right? Say it in your language. Somebody say kosi, kosi. Somebody say kosi, kosi. Say it in your language, kosi. That's right. Kosi, kosi. We used to sing a song several years ago. Agbara Eshuda, nibiti Jesu benjoba o. Agbara Eshuda, kosi o tiwo. Agbara Yesu da nibi ti Jesu gbe njoba o Agbara Yesu da kosi oti kosi oti wo komasi oti wo pata Agbara Yesu da nibi ti Jesu gbe Agbara Yesu da kosi o Sharia somebody. When Adam said, honey, sorry, translation, because I know there are many people who don't understand that language. What that song says, where is the power and the authority of Satan when Jesus was being coronated? And they responded to him and they say, nada, zip, zero. He has no authority. In fact, he's too ashamed to show up. He's too ashamed to show his face. Shout yes, somebody. When Adam asked Eve, honey, are you hungry? She said, yes, Lord, I'm hungry. What do you feel like eating today? Anything. Anything? Yeah, anything. Remember, we have double for our shame. Eh? Double for our shame, yeah. That is more than what God put originally in the garden. More. Somebody say more. More. Somebody say more. More. We have more. Anything you want, you can have in this garden. Anything you want. I have a revelation for you. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is gone forever from the garden. Shout yes, somebody. Shout yes, somebody. You don't even have to go, I wonder if it's this one. I wonder, no. Just pick any tree. Just pick any tree. Just pick any tree. Just pick any tree from, any fruit from any tree. Because he said in that garden, I'm back there in the book of Revelations. I'm all the way back, all the way out there in Revelation chapter 21 or 22. Where he said, right there in that garden is the tree of life, the tree of healing for the nations of the world. The tree of life. That's what you eat in that garden. That's what abundant life is. That's what Zoe life is. That's what Jesus gave us in John chapter 10 verse 10. It's not tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's tree of life for the healing of the nation. And every time you eat, you are healed. Every time you eat, you are blessed. Every time you eat, you are prosperous. Every time you eat, you have glory. Shout yes, somebody. Say, what do you feel like eating? I better watch my time. What do you feel like eating today? Say, anything. Say, you remember, we have more. Eve said, we have more. Say, yeah. We have more joy. We have more glory. We have more favor. We have more life. We have more peace. We have more glory. All right, Eve said, okay. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm glad we have all of that. What about actually the real food? I know we have all that. Adam said, yeah, the real food too. We got more than double what we used to have. Have you ever read in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12? Somebody back there, help me put that up in the Amplified. See, I jumped all the way back from Revelations and back in Zechariah. Put that up for me. Zechariah, thank you. Put it up in the Amplified, please. Thank you. Look at verse 11. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, my chosen people, the covenant that was sealed with blood, I have freed your prisoners from the waterless pit. Put up verse 12 for me. Return to the stronghold of security and prosperity. O prisoners who have the hope, even today I'm declaring to you, I will restore double your former prosperity to you as firstborn among nations. Hold on. Keep that scripture right there. I want to ask you, that word in that scripture right there is the same Hebrew word, Mishneh. When the Lord said, I have restored double your former prosperity to you, I want to ask you, does it mean twice? What does it mean? Again. Until you want no more. Until you need no more. Again and again and again and again and again until you need no more. How are we going to do this? How are we going to get you back to your throne? You know you are a king and priest. I'm back in Revelation now. Revelation 1, 4 to 6. Put that off for me. I'm going to come back right here just before I close. I'm getting ready to close here. I'm going to come right back to Zechariah. I want to show you something here. I want you to see, how do we get this done? The Lord kept saying to me, we have not fully appropriated the power of our covenant with God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have not fully appropriated the power of our covenant with God the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. I said this before, let me say it one more time. There are three major things the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished by his ministry on the earth. You see right there in Isaiah 61, you see right there through the Gospels. Number one, he atoned for our sin forever. He atoned for our sin. Forever. Every sin that you will ever commit and every sin you have ever committed has been atoned for. There is no second atonement coming. Forever atonement. Somebody say forever atonement. Forever. Number two, Jesus, by the covenant, called us into equality with him. He made us joint heirs with Christ. You can see it's all over the epistles. Go read it. Ephesians 2, Colossians. It's all over the epistles. Hebrews. He gave us joint heirship. We're joint heirs with him. That means whatever he owns, we own. That is why shame is an anomaly in the life of a believer. Because when you understand your covenant with him, where is that? Where is there going to be room for shame? Because we are one. He already carried all the shame. So I can't have shame. There is no way for shame. And all the one that has come before, and anyone that I've ever experienced before, I'm being paid back for it. I say I'm being paid back for it. Why? Because we have joint equality. We have joint seating. I'm a joint heir with Christ. So he has glory. I had shame. He took my shame. I took his glory. That's how the covenant works. That's how the covenant works. He had glory. I had shame. He took my shame. I took his glory. That's how the covenant works. So we have joint seating, joint heirship. But the third thing he came to do, he came to confer upon us kingship and authority. He restored our first dominion. Like the book of Micah said, in Micah chapter 4, I'm all the way back in the Old Testament now. Micah chapter 4 verse 8, your first dominion will be restored to you. Jesus already did that on the cross. Now, in restoring that first dominion, in Revelation chapter 1 verses 4 to 6, the Bible says he has now by his blood. Remember, the atonement shows up in verse 4 and verse 5. But in verse 6, he shows how he has made us kings and priests unto our God. Amen. So now we are kings and priests unto our God. Where did all this happen? Somebody say at the cross. Somebody say at the cross. Listen, if you are going to wrap anything around your life, wrap the cross. If you are going to wrap anything around your life, wrap the cross. This is where it all happened. This is where redemption happened. This is where my former shame was turned around and he gave me double glory. He gave me double my former prosperity. It was at the cross. He made us kings and priests. You know who a king is? A king has dominion. A king has authority. The same way Adam had dominion and authority in the garden, the first dominion has been restored. When Adam said you are dog, what is he? Dog. When Adam said you are lion, what is he? When Adam said, I don't have a good name for you, let's call you Rakumi. Somebody, what is he now? Your first dominion, your first dominion has been restored to you. Whatever you call it, that's what it is. The Bible says, if you say no way, no way. If you say okay, then okay. The Bible says, whatever you call it on earth, that's what heaven will call it. That's what Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 16. He said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you call yes is yes. Whatever you call no is no. Why? Because he gave us dominion. Gave us kingship and authority. Made us kings and priests unto our Father. Whatever you call it, that's what it is. If that devil comes around your home and you say, no way today. Satan, no way. Not like you go under the bed and be crying. Like Micah said in Micah 4 verse 9, why are you crying? Is there no king in you? Your first dominion has been restored to you. It all happened here. This is the end of crying in your life forever. I said, this is the end of crying in your life forever. You will never cry for any situation again. Your tears have been rolled away. Joy and gladness. Joy and gladness. Joy and gladness forever and ever. That's why he said in Isaiah 61, he said, everlasting joy. Isaiah 61, 7. Everlasting joy. Everlasting joy. Where did all the crying go? Somebody say, Jesus took it. Jesus took it. We don't cry anymore. We have dominion and authority. I better close. I don't want the people at home to shut me down. Don't shut me down. I want to pray before I close. I want to pray. I want to speak a word through these airwaves. Glory to God. I feel something. Hallelujah. And I know it's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I feel a glory over us. I feel a glory through the airwaves. I feel a glory in this sanctuary. God is up to something, like our ministers sometimes sing. God is up to something. God is up to something in my life. Say that, make that a confession of faith. God is up to something in my life. God is up to something in my life. Say it aloud. Say, God is up to something in my life. God is up to something in my life. We have to appropriate the covenant. We have to appropriate that covenant. The covenant settled it all. The covenant finished it all. I want to say one last word, just as I close. Because you are a king and a priest, you have royalty status. On any given day of the week, you are royalty. There's never going to come a day when heaven looks at you and they say, today you took a break from royalty. For the rest of your life, you'll be royalty. Why? Jesus made you a king and a priest. Those of you who like to study the word, and I hope you do. I hope all of you do. I'll give you this one because this is one of the ones I can't read in this service. I thought I would. In 2 Samuel, I'm going to close right here. In 2 Samuel, in chapter 16, I believe it's from verse 5. Just read, if you can read the whole thing. 2 Samuel 16 all the way to 19, to chapter 19. Read the whole thing. It's good for you. One of the greatest kings in the nation of Israel, King David, experienced one of the most shameful episodes of his life and his kingship. His son drove him out from the palace. I just have a word to say to you as I close here. I don't care what drove you out of your palace. It may be familiar or unfamiliar. In the case of David, it was familiar. His name was Absalom. For many other people, it is unfamiliar. I don't care what drove you out of that palace. God said, we're taking you back to your throne. God said, we're restoring you back to your throne. We're going to restore you to your glory. We're going to put your crown on your head again, your crown of glory and honor. We're putting it right back on your life. David was going out because his son drove him out. And as David was going out with his faithful and loyal men and women, here comes a man. I like to call him Shame. His name sounds like shame. His name is Shimei. Somebody say Shame. His name sounds like shame. What's his name? The Bible called him Shimei. As David was going with all his men, getting away, trying to get to safety, because of the assault of the enemy that was orchestrated by the familia. The Bible says, Shem came alongside them and he started to shout and he started to scream. He started to kick up dust and ashes and he started to curse out the king. He started to curse David out. He said, look at you. God finally got you. Somebody say, God always has me. God doesn't need to get me. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, God always has me. God doesn't need to get me. Say one more time. Say, God always has me. God doesn't need to get me. God and me, we're in this journey together. When I wake up in the morning, God and me, we wake up together. When I step out of my bed, God and me, we step out of my bed together. Listen, I want you to get rid of the spirit of guilt. I want you to get rid of the spirit of condemnation over your life. She may say, God finally got you. I'm telling you, God doesn't need to get you. He always has you. Shout yes, somebody. She may say, God finally got you. Look at you, you murderer. See, all that is happening to you today is happening to you because of everything you did to King Saul. Mind you, Shimei was unfamiliar to David, but he was familiar with Saul. He actually came from the family of Saul. He's one of those little dogs that sometimes the devil uses. You know, one time I was jogging in the neighborhood. Here comes this tiny little puppy right behind me. Chapa, chapa, chapa. And there was a little white boy running after him. Chapa, chapa, chapa. Ah! I turned around. Say, ah! Then immediately, you know, I recovered myself. I remember I have authority. Don't fear. So I was about to rebuke the dog, but I saw it was a friendly dog. And the owner, the little boy who was running with the dog behind, he was smiling and happy. So I smiled too. I said, yeah, he's a nice looking puppy, isn't he? Yeah. But you know, some of these nice little puppies can yap you. They can yap you and disable you. Shimei was one of those. If you don't block shame out of your life, the devil will paralyze your destiny. If you don't shut the door completely to guilt, the devil will inject within you things that will stop you in your track and you will never be able to advance. Shimei said, I know you. And he cursed him. You can read the story later if you... I got to close. He said, I know you. He cursed him. And some of David's men, Abishai was one of the fiery ones. He said, King, I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me about this story. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus is Lord. Somebody say, yeah! One of his men, Abishai, who's one of his warriors, said, King, where are we going to? I brought two towers because I knew I was going to need the second one. Thank you. Double. That's the double. That's right there. Who is that? Who's that? Say in the spirit, I owe you $100. I owe you $100. Abishai said, King, why are we allowing this dog to insult you? David said, leave him alone. He said, maybe the Lord allowed him to do it. And he said, peradventure, the Lord will look at him and hear what he's saying. And peradventure, the Lord will pay me back. This is your payback season. This is your payback season. This is your payback season. If you're listening to me at home, this is your payback season. This is your payback season. This is your season of recompense. This is your season of compensation. This is your season of turnaround. This is your season of more than double restoration. This is your season of glory. David said, Abishai, leave him alone. Perhaps the Lord will hear him and see him. And perhaps the Lord will pay me back. Shame kept kicking up the dust. He wearied the king. You read at the end of that particular section of that chapter. By the time David and his men arrived, they were weary. The Bible said they were weary. They needed to be refreshed. Shame can weary you. Shame can weaken you. Shame can sap your energy. It can sap the potential grace that God has put upon your life if you let it. That's why God is telling you this weekend, no more shame ever. Ever. No more shame ever. I don't care if something happens in your life that looks like shame. You know what I want you to do? I want you to laugh at it and say, Jesus took it away already. Jesus took it away already. Jesus took it away. I want you to practice laughing at shame. I want you to practice laughing at disappointment. Your days of crying are over forever. Your days of mourning are over forever. Hallelujah. But this is what the Lord told me that got me as I close. The Lord says, son, did you notice that even when David was kicked off his throne, running away from Absalom, while he was having this shameful experience with Shimei, did you notice David was still king? Did you notice David never lost his royalty? Even while running away, he was no longer sitting on the throne. They left the palace. They were like pilgrims trying to escape to safety. Do you know when his men addressed him? Do you know when Abishai called him? He still called him king. Do you know when everybody around David addressed him? The Bible said there was ashes on their head. That ashes you saw in Isaiah 61. Mourning. Embarrassed. The Lord said to me, son, did you notice he did not stop being king because of Shimei or Absalom? Did you notice he never lost his royalty status? Did you notice that? The Lord said to me, let me say this to you as I close here. Even on your worst days, even in the worst seasons of your life, your royalty status is established by the covenant that Jesus shed through his blood. That blood shed on that cross, it doesn't matter how bad things look around your life. There may be someone somewhere in an uttermost corner of the world who's thinking, you just don't understand how bad my situation is. The Lord sent me to tell you, no matter how bad that situation is or was or has been, you are still royalty. I want to say one more thing to you just as I close. Do you know that even though David didn't lose his royalty status, do you know that David got payback? Yes. Yes. Do you know David got payback? Yes. In chapter 19, Shimei came. This same shame came and put his head on the ground and said, oh, king. He said, okay. Go read it. 2 Samuel 19. This same shame, Shimei. He bowed his head. In fact, he did more than that. He took a whole entourage. Do you know David got payback? This is the last one I'm going to share with you. This is the last one I'm going to say. And then we close. Do you know the payback David got was everlasting payback? Do you know what they called Jesus when Jesus came? The son of David. David didn't get twice back his throne. God vowed to him, there will never lack someone to sit on your throne. Have you heard the expression, I will restore the tabernacle of David? is in Amos chapter 9, verse 15. You go read it later. Do you know all of us today, every time we praise, every time we sing, every time we rejoice, do you know the Lord still remembers David? He got everlasting payback. God will give you everlasting payback for every situation you have dealt with and every situation you will ever deal with. Somebody lift up your hands and begin to worship the Lord. This is where we close. Wherever you are at home, this is where we close. I want you to join us. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Just wave your hands and begin to worship the Lord. Wave your hands and begin to bless His name. Wave your hands. Begin to bless His name. I'm going to need that song, that Travis Green song. Thank you. Help me, help me. Praise Team, you guys can sing it. You can actually sing it live if you want. Hallelujah. Help me. Wherever you are at home, some words are coming in your direction. The Lord is going to wrap up this convention with a bang, with glory here. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says the end of a thing is better than the beginning thereof. What the Lord started on Friday, He's wrapping it up now. He's completing it now. The Lord is perfecting everything that concerns your life. The Lord is completing the work that He began in your life. The Lord is finishing everything that He began in your life. Every promise that He made, the Lord is bringing it to fruition. The Lord is bringing it to completion. Every word that He spoke, the Lord is bringing it to completion. The Lord is bringing it to fruition. Yeah, you guys can sing when you're ready. Something is coming through the airwaves to you. Something is coming through the airwaves to you. It's been all over the airwaves, all service long, but it's coming as a caution to you. It's coming as a caution to you. It's coming as a caution to you. It's going to flood the airwaves. Something big is about to happen in your life. Something glorious is about to happen in your life. Shatalabaso. Satalababaso teba. Seteleporiaba. Lekerika basata. Maporika basite. Meterideles. Lipranekezita. Matoroposata. Masekolaposota. Shetenika baropo bositelia. Sing it one more time, guys. Sing it one more time. Just one more time.
Oh, my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my soul. Sing. Hallelujah.
Shut up, Baba, Baba.
Oh, my soul. Sing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Play the music low. You guys are going to sing in just a minute. You are going to sing it in just a minute. Here, everyone under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, at home, across the airwaves, wherever you are, I want you to find something. Those of you who are in the sanctuary, especially our ministers who are helping me sing, unfortunately, you can't get away to do it, but in your spirit, just do this. Find something as a point of contact and latch your mind onto that. I want you to find something in your life, something in your story, and something on your journey that represents shame. Something that depicts shame. Something you are not proud about. Something that is a little embarrassing. I know this because what the Holy Spirit told me. For majority of people don't even know what that thing is. Majority of people listening to me today, people don't even know what it is. It's a hidden secret for you. It's an embarrassment. You carry it and you guard it so jealously. It is something that has plagued you. It's something you can't even talk about. You can't even share it. It occupies such a landmark somewhere on your journey, somewhere in your story. Shata laka baba shita dada baba. I hear Jesus saying today, would you give it to me? Would you give me that shame, that failure, that embarrassment, that secret that nobody knows about? Would you let me take it from you? Would you get involved in a covenant exchange with me right here on this altar in this service? Would you let me exchange my glory for your shame? Would you let me give you beauty for your ashes? Can you let me take that garment, that spirit of heaviness, and give you a garment of praise? Can you get involved with me right now in just a moment here in a supernatural covenant exchange? Would you let me change your life forever? Would you let me repair the desolations of many generations? Would you let me create a newness to the deadness? Would you let me take you out of that pit and out of that prison? Would you let me restore double former prosperity unto you today? Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, whatever is around your life that does not cost you glory and joy, gather them together. They may be one or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or ten or more. I want you to gather them together today. And I want you to give them to Jesus. Right now. Quietly. Wherever you are. Give them to Jesus right now. Give them to Jesus. Give them to Jesus. Now. You've given them to Jesus. I want you to remember what the Lord said to us about Eve. There was zero memory of that shame. From this moment onwards, you've given it to Jesus. Let Jesus have it. Don't go and take it back. Don't go and dig it up. But we're not done. Now that you have given it to Jesus, I want you in the spirit of your mind to see Jesus with his outstretched arms giving you glory. Giving you glory. And I want you in faith to receive it. Don't argue. No exceptions. No excuses. Take his glory. Take his glory. Jesus in you is the hope of glory. Take his glory. For every shame, receive Mishne right now. Double, more and more, and again, receive the blessing of the Lord pouring out over every area of your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, like Adam and Eve who were dancing back into the garden, I want you to have the spirit of joy in your heart. I want you to be thankful for what the Lord has done for you. This will truly change your destiny forever. This will truly change the trajectory of your life forever. But life will never be the same again. You're not going back to that shame. You're not going back to that pain. Shimei has been forever humiliated in your life. You have your throne back. You are royalty. Hallelujah. So just be thankful to the Lord now. Just go ahead and bless his name. Go ahead and tell him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing a complete work in my life. Thank you for perfecting your work in my life. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord, because my deliverance is complete. Thank you, God, because the captive has been set free. Thank you, God, because there is opening of the eyes to the blind. There is healing for the lame. Thank you, Father God, there is restoration. Thank you, God, there's deliverance for the captive. God, the oppressed has been released from every yoke. Thank you, God, there is healing for the brokenhearted. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Guys, let me sing that song one more time. Let me sing it again, just one more time, and I'm going to declare this service closed. I'm going to lead somebody to Christ just before I do it. I ask you guys, sing again, please. Yes, sing. Yeah, go ahead and sing it. Wave your hands to the Lord. Wave your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Yes. I want to pray for someone today. I want to pray for someone who is not connected with the Lord. Get yourself ready. Prepare your heart. Someone who feels disconnected from the covenant, disconnected from their heritage in Christ, or maybe you've just never even invited him to be your Lord and your Savior. This is your moment. Wherever you are all over the world, this is your moment. The Lord's presence is right there with you. He's going to meet with you right here, right now. Right here, right now. He's going to meet with you. He's going to do a work in your life that would never be revocable. He's going to do a work in your life that would never be reversible. He's going to change your name forever. Whoever you are, maybe you strayed away from the covenant. Maybe you gave away your right and your dominion. Maybe you lost your place in the kingdom of God. Whoever you are, maybe you've just forgotten, you've just lost touch with the presence of God in your life. This is your moment. Quietly, wherever you are, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And all of us are going to be praying it with you. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge my sin before you. I acknowledge my shortcomings and my failings. I acknowledge I do not have the power to save myself or to help myself. But I believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he went to the cross of Calvary. He took my sins there. He took my shame there. He took my pain there. He took my sorrow there. He gave his life. He died. And he rose again for my justification. I accept that sacrifice. I believe in that sacrifice. I acknowledge Jesus as my Lord. Lord, come into my life. Make me a new person. Make me a new being. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you, Lord, because from this moment, I know I'm forgiven. I'm saved. I'm redeemed. I'm justified. I give you glory. I renounce all sin. I renounce Satan. I receive the glory of God into my life. I give up every shame. I give up every humiliation. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Father, we thank you so much for visiting with us. during this Open Heavens convention, a convention like no other. We thank you, God, for opening your heavens over us all through this weekend, showering down upon us all through this weekend. And Lord, we realize that the work that you began, you only just began. This is not the end of it. Lord, you are going to keep on doing it again and again and again and again until there is overflow in every area of our lives, until we overflow with joy, until we overflow with peace, until we overflow with faith, until we overflow with favor, until we overflow with confidence, with healing, with blessing, with increase. We thank you, Father. Receive all the glory to yourself. Receive all the honor. Receive all the worship. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me praise him. Help me praise him. Help me praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.